Chazal tell us that because of sinas chinam, unwarranted hatred, that was the cause of the destruction of Churban Bayis Sheni. And as Rav Kook always used to say, if sinas chinam of unwarranted hatred caused the destruction, to get the Beis HaMikdash back, we need avas chinam. We have to go to the other extreme and love someone just because they're a Yid. So it's very interesting to note that if the whole reason for the destruction, or the main reason for the destruction of Churban Bayis Sheni, is sinas chinam, so one of the halachas we have on Tisha B'Av is, on Tisha B'Av, we have dinim of an avel. We have dinim of avelus. And the different levels, as we'll see, that's the whole machlokes, whether we wear tefillin today on Tisha B'Av. If you hold it's like Avel Yom Rishon, then we don't wear tefillin at all. If you hold it Avelus, the rest of the Avelus, you do wear, so we compromise, we wear in the afternoon. But one of the halachas we have is of an Avel is, you don't go to an Avel and say, Shei L'Shom, hi, how you doing, how things? How do you think I'm doing? I did so as my mother and my father. It's a rhetorical question. So therefore, in the halacha, when you do nicham aveilim, you're supposed to wait for the mourner. In fact, you sit there quietly if that's what the mourner wants. So the question is, so on Tisha B'Av, that is one of the halachas. You're not supposed to go around greeting people. Hi, how you doing? Because, what do I mean, how you doing? Churban HaBayis, how do you think I'm doing? I just lost my temple. So the question is, if the whole destruction of the Beis HaMikdash by Yesheni was because of sinas chinam, you would think it's the opposite. I should be working in my ben adam lechaver, my interpersonal relationship, and I should go out of my way. I should be going around saying hello to everyone the whole day instead of not doing it at all. Maybe I should. That should be my focus. That should be my emphasis. So what's the pshat? So the commentators explain, you're right, but you get there just the opposite. Let's say, to give a computer example, that many times the computer, it freezes, and any type of internet connection, whether it's the phone, whether it's the computer, whatever it may be. And usually 90% of the time, it's basically you just got to regroup, reset. You shut off the computer, you reboot, and it starts again. Of course, if it doesn't, then you go speak to someone who knows something about computers, kind of like a GP. You tell them, you know, go get some sleep, have a drink, and then you'll get better in a couple of days. If you don't, get to a specialist. But generally speaking, that's the rule. So therefore, when, what do? You freeze it, you reboot, you start it up again, and the computer starts working. That's what we need once a year. We need a cheshbon hanefesh, we need a reboot, a reset. We have to realize how we're not treating people properly, and even the hellos, like people say hi, how you doing, and you're halfway out the door, but when the person starts telling, no one wants to hear how it's just a greeting. It's not even you want to know the answer. We have to start, saying things more sincerely and meaning them. So that's right. So it's a time to reflect the day of Tisha B'Av. How could we work on our greetings? And in general, how could we work on our ben adam lechaveiro? How could we work on our interpersonal skills to become better people and to make people feel included? And in fact, we have another prohibition on the other spectrum of Talmud Torah. You're only allowed to learn special things. It's like an avel. And also, so to speak, why is there an Isser of Talmud Torah? So the simple reason is because Pekudei Hashem Yisharu Misamchei Lev, that Torah gives you joy, and in Tisha B'Av we're supposed to minimize our joy. So when we learn, like everything, as Chazal told us, Shelo Baruch Hu Bracha Tchila, one of the reasons for the destruction of the temple was we didn't make a Birchas HaTorah first. We didn't learn with the proper Kavanah. As Tosfos writes, is a to reconcile whether learning is lo lishma bo lishma. We know that if you learn not for the sake of heaven, you'll end up learning. Yet different, we'd find different chazals criticized, and that's when you're learning for the wrong reason. You're learning just to learn how to refute or shrunk someone up. So you have to also need a reset by Tam Torah. You take a day off, well, not totally, because you learned Dvarim Haram, and day off to see how I could reconnect with my Torah learning. And that's the whole motif of all the kinos, is we lost our connection to our Kaddish Baruch Hu. And as Rav Soloveitchik, others point out, davening is we learn how to speak to God, to have a relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Talmud Torah, Torah learning is God speaking to us. So we have to try both in our aspects of Eham HaChavero, of learning to say greetings, hello, and how to treat people properly. We need a reset. And so too, on the other end of the spectrum, we have to regroup in terms of learning properly and to try to get the connection we don't have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the yearning for our temple. And that's what Tisha B'Av, it's a day of a reset and a reboot, so we can try to improve for the upcoming year.